Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. So the president was rightfully acquitted in the impeachment hoax. But what should happen to those who perpetrated this hoax on millions of voters in an attempt to cancel out their votes? And why is Eric Chiarmella still being protected, even by Justice Roberts? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, USAF retired, was the former Assistant Vice Chief of the USAF and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting directly to SecDef and the Vice President when he retired after 35 years active duty in 1994. His many positions in his 35-year military career include 4 tours in Vietnam, commander of Alaskan Air Command, Alaska NORAD region, and Alaskan Command. He's a frequent military analyst on TV and national radio, including the Fox News Channel, and he's a member of the Citizens Commission on National Security. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to General Thomas McInerney. Welcome back, Tom.
Thanks very much for having me, Audrey.
It's always great to have you with us, and we're going to jump right in here, Tom. Even after the acquittal, we were all aware from various reports that Adam Schiff lied when he said he had no contact with Eric Chiarmella, the so-called whistleblower. Is that correct, Tom?
That's correct. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's something that our listeners and everybody should be well aware of. This was completely orchestrated, this impeachment. And anybody who voted for the impeachment, and that means all the Democratic senators, plus our good friend, none other than Mitt Romney, who was the first Republican or the first senator to vote against the like party in the White House in the 3 impeachments we've had. It's absolutely ridiculous that this happened because it was orchestrated. And if you would have exposed Eric Chiarmella as who he was, and that Lieutenant Colonel Vindman leaked the information. He did not, wasn't a whistleblower, leaked the information to Chiarmella, who's over in CIA right now, who used to work for Vice President Biden, for the CIA director, Brennan, and is a Democratic operative, then there would have been no impeachment. The whole world would have known it. Yet Fox News, no one has disclosed his name except numerous radio shows that I've been on with you, Audrey, and with others, as well as other people have exposed his name, and Rand Paul, which you're going to talk about. The fact is, this was a no-brainer. It should, as you said, it should have never happened.
Yeah. And Adam Schiff lied about that contact. He did that under oath, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, and yet nobody filed any complaint against him. I mean, no Republican in Congress did.
Correct. And even if there is a complaint by a Republican, then it will be voted down because they own the House now. Now, the Democrats keep saying no one is above the law. Well, the Democratic Party in the House is above the law. So, number one, even having the impeachment that was orchestrated and done in a minimum number of days. And they didn't even interview the people they wanted, and they complained that the Senate did not interview John Bolton and the Chief of Staff and all the others, Mike Mulvaney and that. They didn't do it because it was the House's responsibility to do it.
Yeah.
The House did not do their job in this impeachment, and the reason they didn't do it was because they knew they would have been exposed.
Yeah, of course. Well, wasn't half of it done in secret?
Correct.
And when
Chiarmella wasn't even interviewed by the House, and they knew that he was a fake guy, at least the only good thing the DNIIG, Michael Atkinson, did was he said that he was a political operative. That should have exposed it. But, of course, Atkinson should be charged, in my opinion, for allowing this false whistleblower act to go through, because he knew that Eric Ciarmello was a Democratic operative, and he said he had political interests, et cetera, but it wasn't firsthand knowledge, so he changed the regulation.
Yeah.
It wasn't hearsay. He changed it to hearsay from firsthand knowledge. So he was never a legal whistleblower, and this didn't come out, in my humble opinion, enough, and that's why it should never have gotten to the impeachment level.
Yeah. Now, I know you're correct that even if a Republican, in the Congress, in the House, had filed a complaint against Adam Schiff, that, of course, they would have, or you voted for censure, they would have voted down. But I think it would have shown a little bit of integrity if they would have made the attempt just to go on public record that they did, don't you think?
I agree with you. He should have been challenged.
Yeah.
And so you and I both agree that the House members did not do their, they should have done it and put down a benchmark. And that's important for the American people to know.
Yes, absolutely. And speaking of, putting it on public record, I want to talk about Senator Rand Paul. He submitted a question about Eric Ciarmello, okay, the so-called whistleblower in the Senate, which was shot down by Chief Justice Roberts. Now, he went then outside the chamber and shared the question, so it was on the public record. And we're going to just play that brief clip so that the listeners could hear, and we'll come back and talk about it. So here we go.
As you may have noticed, we had something slightly atypical downstairs. I asked a question, and the question was refused. Now, it's been reported that this question's about this or about that, and it's been refused for one reason or another. I can tell you that my question made no reference to any whistleblower or any kind of person, a complainant from a whistleblower. But I will read you the question so it can be made part of the public record. Manager Schiff and counsel for the president, are you aware that House Intelligence Committee staffer Sean Misko has a close relationship with Eric Ciarmello when at the National Security Council together? Are you aware, and how do you respond to reports that Ciarmello and Misko may have worked together to plot impeaching the president before there were formal House impeachment proceedings? I think this is an important question, one that deserves to be asked. Makes no reference to anybody who may or may not be a whistleblower. The manager Schiff says he has no knowledge. If he has no knowledge, the rest of us can have no knowledge of who the whistleblower is. The president's team says they have no knowledge of who the whistleblower is. I think it was an incorrect finding to not allow a question that makes no reference. It means that anybody ever said might have been a whistleblower could never be discussed in a proceeding. I think it's very important whether or not a group of Democratic activists, part of the Obama-Biden administration, were working together for years looking for an opportunity to impeach the president. With that, I'll take a few questions.
So, if they all say that they didn't know who the whistleblower was, why can't you say Eric Ciarmello's name?
That's the $64 question, Audrey. And we have talked about Eric Ciarmello, so your listeners are well-versed in that he was, quote, the whistleblower. He was actually a leaker, right, along with his buddy, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. And why can't we talk about this? Why must the United States government and the Congress spend all that money and all that time not doing the people's work, when if the American public knew that who Eric Ciarmello was, and that he's a Democratic activist and an operative that was fed the information secondhand by Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, who was on the call? And why did the intelligence community IG, Michael Atkinson, why did he even let it go through? He just happened to be in the Obama administration for the DOJ, and that's where the Russian hoax was started, in the Obama administration Department of Justice. So, under Comey and others, Loretta Lynch, the former attorney general. So, if this was exposed to the American public, who disregarded most of it, then the Democratic operatives, and who I believe Schiff and that are part of a treasonous activity, to do a soft coup d'etat on the U.S. government, on the Trump administration. They should be held accountable.
Yeah.
And I would personally court-martial Lieutenant Colonel Vindman in the military world, and the others should be tried, and hopefully the Attorney General will look into it. He can't necessarily directly because of the Congress having their own responsibilities. But until the American people get rid of the Democrats in the House, you're going to have these corrupt acts that we just listened to Rand Paul, who had the guts to go out and say it. And why didn't the Chief Justice Roberts read out his name?
Yeah. Yeah. Why?
And the reason is that he knew he was the whistleblower, but he should have asked the question from the floor. He wasn't labeled as a whistleblower. So by not reading his name, he just confirmed that Eric Ciaramella was the whistleblower, which is even worse. So is the Chief Justice complicit in this conspiracy against the Trump administration? It is beginning to look like that to me.
Yeah.
I wish the Chief Justice would explain it.
Don't the American people deserve an explanation? Because from what I understand, he didn't give an explanation as to why he refused the question.
He did not. And the American people, as you say, Audrey, should get an explanation why he did not read his name out.
Yeah. I'm still leaning heavier on the Republicans to respond to these things. I mean, there's only a few. There's only as my late mom used to say, you can count them on one hand and have fingers left over, considering in that Jim Jordan, Nunez, I mean,
you know,
right.
Nunez,
yes. Those, right. Were you glad to see that the president fired Vindman and the ambassador?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They should have been fired, and they should be held accountable for what they did. And particularly Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, and as I just saw today, 70, total of 70 members of the National Security Council have been sent back. They say fired, but some of them have gone back to the departments they came out of, like the CIA and DOD, like Vindman did. But I wouldn't let Vindman off.
No.
Vindman was under oath. And he, and of course, when he was under oath, under Schiff, they would not let him say that he spoke to Eric Ciaramella. And that is, to me, Schiff must be held accountable.
Yeah.
He must be held accountable. And all the others, Eric Ciaramella, must be held accountable, Audrey. And hopefully John Durham will do that for the Attorney General. All this will be exposed. The American people should know that from the time he went down the elevator, the mainstream media, he being President Trump, went down the elevator in 2016 or 15, whatever it was, and started running for the presidency, that the Democratic Party and the mainstream media have been trying to destroy his campaign. They're in collusion. They have planted the Russian seed. It wasn't the Russians who, in fact, did the, well, the Russians did, but a lot of other people. But the data, according to Bill Binney and Kirk Wiebe, former NSA experts, said the data came from an internal source in the DNC. And it wasn't the Russians that were providing this information to WikiLeaks.
Mm-hmm.
It came from an internal source. Mm-hmm. And so all the way throughout till this latest impeachment, remember, the impeachment went testimony before the Congress was made, in which the Mueller committee failed so miserably. The next day, Schiff and his crowd, through Eric Ciaramella and Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, started the impeachment action and laying the groundwork.
Right.
And Michael Atkinson, the ICIG, he was part of this conspiracy. All this is together in one, and the American people must know it. Now, the American people that listen to Audrey Russo already know this. because you and I have been talking about this for over 2 years.
Right.
And the fact is, why is it taking the U.S. government so long to put the people that created this conspiracy, and it goes back to the Obama administration, politicizing the intelligence community and the Department of Justice and the FBI, all doing this under the Obama administration and President Obama himself.
Yeah, I would love to see some justice there, but I want to ask you a question about this because I know some are confused about it. Eric Chiarmella is a CIA analyst. Now, the CIA's mission is to collect information related to foreign intelligence and foreign counterintelligence. The CIA, according to the CIA website, is restricted in the collection of intelligence information directed against U.S. citizens. So what business did Chiarmella have to do with spying on a U.S. citizen?
He didn't have any business doing that. Should not have been doing that. The fact is that's why in this investigation, he must be held accountable. And they're even afraid to mention his name because they know once they mention his name, this whole sandcastle collapses.
Yes.
It collapses completely.
Well, we all know who he is. Yeah, we know who he is. So what's
if Fox News, for instance, if Fox News would have just put out his name and his relationship to Vice President Biden, to John Brennan, and other Democratic operatives, then that would have exposed it, and the American public would have known it. It would have failed completely.
Yeah.
But they elected not to do that,
obviously. Yeah.
And the question is, why, with these Democratic activists trying to do a soft coup d'etat against the Trump administration for the last 3 years, why the mainstream media is not, to include Fox News, is not exposing them.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about the Fox News in a second here. On the night before the Senate impeachment trial began, someone broke into veteran Washington investigative journalist John Solomon's car, which was parked near the White House, and stole his laptop. Now, the laptop contained notes on Ukraine and former Vice President Joe Biden and other sensitive information. Do you find this suspicious or what?
Well, this was a setup. Now, how would they only stole his laptop, and it was done with a sophisticated key entry system that didn't have to break a window or do anything. And so they knew that John Solomon had this data on his laptop. Now, how did they get that? Well, they're obviously monitoring John Solomon's phone calls. This was a targeted effort by people and they knew to only, because when he was probably talking to one of his sources, he said, well, I've got it my laptop, et cetera, et cetera. And so they knew what to target. And so it has the sophistication of former CIA and former NSA people to have done this. So it probably means that John Brennan is still operating, trying to kill this information, because John Solomon was going to talk about the Ukraine, and it just is amazing that the corruption that went on in the Obama administration, and personally with former Vice President Biden and his son, was so obvious, even at the time, and Biden brags about it after he leaves office, of how he got the Ukraine prosecutor that was going to go into the gas company that Hunter Biden was a board member of at $85,000 or $83,000 a month, which is unheard of for board fees, and they're trying to get away with it.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with the 2020 election. It has everything to do with the 2016 election.
Solomon, I'm sure, being a wise man, has backed up all his information. So he knows what's on there, and he knows what, if anything is exposed, he knows that they stole it from him, don't they?
Sure he does.
Yeah.
Sure he does.
Now,
and he ought to be filing a complaint with, I don't know who you file it to, people are tapping his phone. And
That's
more criminal activity.
Well, that's, there's a great point there. Now, as I mentioned, I was going to talk about Fox. I guess Fox News continues its slide to the left because John Solomon, who is a Fox News contributor, was named along with Sean Hannity and Rudy Giuliani in a 162-page memo from Fox News calling them part of a Ukraine disinformation campaign with the Trump administration. Now, did Fox forget how they became who they are?
Yes, they have. And it's sad to say. This came out of the brain room. A political analyst by the name of Brian Murphy, who wrote it, and it's obvious where his leanings are, but he knows where the leadership, the top leadership, the CEO, the COO, what they are doing and what they're trying to. Now, to call Rudy and Sean Hannity and John Solomon spreading a Russian disinformation campaign is, in my opinion, a very dangerous thing to do. A lot of the Russians, there's no question, the Russians used the Ukrainians to move information. But the dossier, and the dossier was part of that. And the Russian dossier that Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee paid for, that the FBI used to get their FISA warrants, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act warrants, to surveil the Trump administration and President Trump himself and the nominee himself. They use that illicit, fraudulent information to go and tap the future president of the United States. And even after he was elected, they continued to do that. So that's how complex this is. We've laid it out, I think, very clearly for your listeners to understand what they have done. And Fox basically is in the two camps now. They're the anti-Trumpers. I won't tell you who the announcers are, who the anchors are. They're anti-Trumpers. And then they're the strong Trumpers, like Sean Hannity and a whole host of them in the evening. Anything after 7 o'clock are strong supporters of the president. Before, they're a little squishy, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't want names because you all know who they are. Our listeners know just by their questions. But that is, all they had to do was expose Eric Charmilla's name, like they did so many other things, and then the whole country would know that this impeachment was a hoax. It was a false impeachment. Why the president hasn't gotten, or why the Republican members of Congress, besides Rand Paul, have not all in unison come out and explained it. It just boggles my mind.
Yeah. I wonder if the payment to Chiarmella by keeping his name off the record is they're waiting for him to write his book, and then they're going to expose it just before his release. What do you think?
Surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me, except they may not want to. He may not put out a book because his hands are so dirty that he doesn't want to be blamed, but he will be. Now, I'm hoping that John Durham is looking at this. You see, this is all one plan for the last 3 years by the Democratic operatives. Adam Schiff is really one of the key proponents behind this coup d'etat, along with former President Obama, Brennan, Comey, Loretta Lynch, et cetera, Susan Rice. You just go down the list. And they went after Mike Flynn, the first guy they went after, because Mike Flynn understood, had come from the intelligence community as the director of the DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency. So they had to get him early. That was a huge mistake by the Trump administration, but their lack of experience.
Yeah, well, it's good news that besides Vindman, the president has cleaned out 70 more individuals from the NSC that were holdovers from Obama. So that's good news, but I hope he does it in other departments like the FBI and the CIA. What do you think?
Well, he's got to do it there. And DOD, all of them, have got these Obama operatives that they left behind, and they have been holding up his... It's amazing he's accomplished what he has.
Right? It is just incredible.
Absolutely amazing that this president has done what he's done, and the American people, I believe, are going to give him absolutely overwhelming support. He'll rival Ronald Reagan's...
I think it'll surpass Ronald Reagan. I think it will. I dare say it'll surpass it. It's just absolutely incredible, and we love him. We can't help it. Tom, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and the work of CCNS?
I'm not on social media, Audrey, and the Citizens Commission on National Security is where I send your radio shows and the other shows I do, and different articles if I write them, etc. And that's Citizens Commission National Security.org. And that's where you can follow what I do and the wonderful opportunity I get to speak to you.
Yeah, well, I know you're busy, but one of these days I'm going to get you on Twitter. And as always, I will have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and information you need to follow the general's work. Thanks so much, Tom, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. Will you join us again on the show? Yes?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.